find out what I gave you. I gave you a mixture problem involving...
It's a Monday morning in Cole Hall's auditorium, and students in Betty Korn's college algebra class are listening to the NIU instructor go over example problems in preparation for an upcoming test. Not an unusual scene at a college campus, but before the start of this semester, no classes had taken place at this location in nearly 4 years. Not since February 14, 2008, when former NIU student Stephen Kazmierczak walked into a geology class and began shooting, killing 5 students and wounding scores of others before turning his gun on himself. NIU Board of Trustees Chair Sherilyn Muir will speak at the rededication. She also chaired the board in 2008 when the shootings occurred. Muir says she's always happy to open a new facility on campus, but she says this ceremony leaves her with mixed emotions.
There's a sorrow that will always remain. There's a consciousness that will be prevalent, but there is also a joyousness to learn from our tragedy, to be able to dedicate a building in memory of going forward and in memory of those who were there that day in pursuit of their education.
It almost didn't happen. After the shootings, services were held, scholarships created, and a memorial planned and built nearby to honor the victims. Its 5 granite panels curve around a silvery flame-like metal sculpture. But there was a big disagreement over what to do with Cole Hall itself. NIU President John Peters says it was an emotional time for everyone. There were some who simply wanted to tear it down, to erase all sign of the tragedy that had taken place. But others said that would send the wrong message. Besides, thousands of students use the facility's 2 auditoriums, and on a purely practical level, it would be sorely missed. Peters remembers being unsure himself of what to do.
I really did not know whether Cole Hall, as it existed, whether we could go on. And we had a really good campus and community dialogue on that. And about 70% of the people said the best thing is to repurpose it and to move on.
It wasn't necessarily a done deal, not with the worst economic downturn in a generation hitting Illinois along with the rest of the country. But with a wave of goodwill in the legislature and plenty of persistence, funding for Cole Hall eventually was secured. Peters lauds the planners for not simply recreating the old hall, but completely rethinking its design. The building was gutted. A new auditorium replaced the old one on the west side. The other auditorium, where the shootings took place, has disappeared, and part of that space has been replaced by a high-tech, interactive computer classroom called a collaboratory. The rest of the space has been transformed into the new home of the NIU Anthropology Museum. The exterior also was redone completely, adding a lobby across the front with floor-to-ceiling windows. Assistant Dean in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences Leslie Rigg taught in the old Cole Hall. She says the new look is breathtaking. Rigg says the new state-of-the-art classrooms are a huge improvement on the old 1960s-era auditoriums. And though there is no plaque or other marker of the tragedy in the building, she says it nonetheless manages to pay homage.
The granite that's in the memorial is used in the benches throughout the building. So it really flows. So you go out the building, you're following the granite, you're following the lines of the foyer or the entryway, and it just leads naturally to the memorial. It brings the memorial into the building without actually having to have it in the building.
Kendall Thu is chair of the NIU Department of Anthropology. He's thrilled at having a new home for the department's collection in Cole Hall, but he's mindful of the reason why. As for having the museum on almost the exact spot where the shootings took place, Thu says that seems somehow appropriate.
I call it the silver lining of a tragedy, and that's really what it is. It's a step forward, but it's a step forward where we have a square link to the past. And I think a museum is a fitting tribute to that, because what does a museum do? We look at the past to sort of step forward.
But it's more than that. It's also the restoration of a tradition, one that goes to the heart of the school's mission. Leslie Rigg says almost every student took a class in Old Cole Hall while at Northern. That will be true of the new Cole Hall as well.
In many ways, this building is a symbol of what you do when you come to NIU. So I think from an education perspective, this is a very special building for NIU, and it just feels really good to have it open.
I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.